3 till 10.
Hey, it's Heidi Will and Woody on Pertsy at 92.9. Very special guest in the studio, Hides.
We do, and he has made me very nervous. I'm really excited. I've been reading his book, The Happiness Trap. It's Dr. Russ Harris. Welcome to Perth.
Thank you.
Now, we've started this thing called The Happiness Project from, I guess you could say, your book kind of inspired me. And we're getting people to come along on the journey and stop sweating the small stuff and start living more in the moment and being more mindful. So
cool.
I've got a team on board. We've got Tony, who's been sweating body image, I guess you could say, for the last few years. And he's really focused on, when he looks in the mirror, just ripping himself apart because of his love handles.
Yeah.
And then we've got Delta, who's been fixated on love with a guy who doesn't want to date her, basically.
Yeah.
What's the, I mean, like we speak about mindfulness a lot and the benefits of it. What are the medical, like, I mean, there's a quote from D.H. Lawrence, which I actually read at the mental health ward at the Princess Margaret Hospital here, which said, "I got the blues thinking about the future, so I decided to make some marmalade. It's amazing how peeling oranges and scrubbing the floor can cheer you up." So the absorbing yourself and the benefits of absorbing yourself in a moment-to-moment activity are apparently huge. And I speak from a little bit of experience in that. But why? I mean, why is it that the ability to forget things that have happened to you in the past and relinquish future hopes and dreams and anxieties is so beneficial to who we are and our happiness?
Yeah, well, that's a great question. But basically what tends to happen is a lot of the time we get caught up in the past, you know, medical name for that is rumination, you know, like going over and over painful regrets. You see this a lot in depression.
Yes.
A lot of time we get caught up in the future, worrying, catastrophizing,
anxiety,
imagining the worst. You see this in anxiety disorders.
And they're sort of like, the double-edged sword of mental illness.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So your mind pulls you into the past or the future. So you're missing out on here and now. If we come back to your two kind of folks doing this, they're all, I'll be happy when I have the boyfriend. I'll be happy when I have that perfect body. Mm. And they're missing out on life right here, right now. Mm. So getting very absorbed or engaged in what you're doing right here, right now helps you to kind of appreciate this moment of life and get the most out of it.
Mm.
Whereas if you're getting caught up in thoughts about how bad the past was or how bad the future will be, there's no opportunity for satisfaction or fulfillment in the present moment.
Hey, Russ, we're going to keep you in the studio because these insights are wonderful. Stick around. You are with Heidi Will and Woody and Dr. Russ Harris, who's opening up all of our minds to happiness and the trap that we should be avoiding. Going to take a couple of calls afterwards, I think, as to some people who want to hear from you.
Heidi Will and Woody, it's 92.9.